Good evening. Welcome to Mount Prospect School District 57 Board of Education. Today is April 20th, 2017. Virginia, if you could take roll call.
Here.
Mrs. Kovis.
Here.
Mrs. Kowalczyk.
Here.
Mr. Lean.
Here.
Mr. McCluskey. Mrs. Needle.
Here.
Mr. Sonnenfeld.
Thank you. Okay, first up is communications. Dennis.
Yes.
NSSEL report.
I attended the meeting. It was all about the budget, and I think we're going to be talking about that a little later in our meeting. Also, for everybody's edification, it is Autism Month, and if you are likely to put up a red light, or not red light, but a blue light in the they're trying to put it up in front of the house somewhere. It just recognizes the issues that people are having nowadays with autism. So.
Great, thank you. Next is the Ed Foundation.
There's been no meetings since our last board meeting.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, yep. Joe. PTO/PTA meeting. I have a Lincoln PTO update, and then if anyone else has anything. For Lincoln, track is in full swing. We have three students from Lincoln that are going to be going to this Saturday's Special Olympics at Prospect High School. So very exciting about that. The play, I believe, is today. I have it on, right?
They performed for the students today.
Okay.
It's tomorrow night and Saturday night.
Thank you. It's tomorrow night and Saturday night, as Elaine just stated. And then we have sixth grade parent orientation will be on the 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. And they're getting ready with a lot of graduation activities, including the Great American Trip, which is June 1st. So things are moving along. That's all I had on Lincoln.
Okay. Fairview, they celebrated their Disability Awareness Week. They had a disabled person for their assembly, and it went very well. And even my kids were talking about how cool he was and how he was doing basketball with Mr. McGovern and who's going to win, and they really enjoyed them. They had their fun fair, which was it was profitable. They made $1,100. Fairview's going to be doing their coolest school on May 1st from 3 to 9, and last year they came in second place, so they're hoping and gunning for getting into first because then they get more money from Capinaries. They also are doing a directory spot they're putting on with registration through the regular registration when they for school. That isn't it for the PTO? Are they putting whether or not
permission to be in the directory?
To be put in the directory.
It's going to be online.
Right.
Last year.
So, and the fifth grade play is coming up Tuesday, May 23rd, and then when is the Fine Arts Night?
May 4th.
May 4th. I had it there. And that is the last meeting for PTO, May 4th.
Thank you, Eileen.
All right. I was at Westbrook last night, that fun place. Had a good meeting. There was a lot in attendance, and they were talking about a Bubble Wonders assembly that was just something else, something we all need to be seeing. So if you ever hear about Bubble Wonders, I would suggest you go look into it because kids were just amazed along with the staff. They are working on filling some of their officer positions, and that is moving along nicely. Staff Appreciation Week is coming up, so they're getting ready and gearing to treat the staff to some nice things for that week. And then also a discussion and a about PTA and PTO, and they have voted to become a PTO, and they are moving along with the process to change that this summer. And that's it.
Great, thank you. Next up is Board President Report, and Joe just wanted me to state two things. One, May 1st, we have our reorganization meeting. It'll be here at 7 o'clock, and we'll have a swearing in of the two new candidates as well as the restructuring that we do every year. And then June 7th is graduation, so make sure we're all there for at Lincoln. No, Prospect, sorry. It's at Prospect, right? Yeah. So it'll be the 8th grade class graduating at Prospect. And I have to see if my son's going to let me hug him or just shake his hand. So we'll have to see, we'll have to see what he says.
Don't give him a choice.
Yes, I should. Okay, first opportunity for community comments is now. Does anyone have any community comments that they'd like to state? Feel free.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Jean Morris, and I am the co-president of MPEA. As part of the MPEA negotiations team, I want to express our gratitude to the Board of Education for working together to compromise on a fair and meaningful contract that benefits the experienced teachers who we have working to develop and grow our students in our four schools. We believe that we have made significant progress and are close to coming to terms that will address the needs of the school district and our members. Today, I am here to draw your attention to a concern that involves Lincoln Middle School. Earlier this year, the Board of Education set Lincoln on a path to increase the number of math minutes for our middle school students. Adding a math block requires a significant change to the school schedule, and while it increases math minutes, students will lose time in every other subject. We know that after the adoption of the Common Core State Standards, students are now learning critical English language arts skills, not only in their ELA classes, but also in social studies and science. When minutes are cut out from all classes except math, it is a great impact on the amount of time our students will spend working on critical reading and writing skills. In fact, with the current proposed schedule, the reduction in minutes is equivalent to a loss of 14 days of learning in each school subject. At the same time, there are significant costs associated with the additional math minutes, including hiring and mentoring four new teachers, identifying four new classrooms, or planning for the logistics and carts for shared classrooms, and the elimination of the trained RTI specialists who intervene with students struggling in areas of math, reading, or organization. Unfortunately, the new schedule also eliminates daily advisory time that connects students to teachers for social-emotional learning. Another side effect of the addition of a math block is the open 10th period for each teacher. This 10th period has been identified as a time when teachers can teach students their non-endorsed passion. Is it really important that this fluff is added to the students' experience at Lincoln? Our teachers are passionate people. They want the time in their classroom instructing students on the subject they know best, the subject they teach 6 periods each day. Now you may say we teachers are risk adverse and fearful of change. We like to think of ourselves as realists and supportive of change that moves our students forward as overall learners. Students are already learning in an environment with large class sizes. Adding 4 new teachers without reducing class size leaves us questioning the value of our programs. In this economic climate, we foresee difficulties in sustaining the block schedule. Does it make sense to put it in place if we are skeptical if we will be able to support it over the next few years? We respectfully ask the Board of Education to delay the hiring of the 4 math teachers at Lincoln until the status of a possible referendum is known and a program that increases math minutes can be put in place that maximizes teacher-student contact time within their current classes and eliminates the need to produce extra classes to fill in time. There is no downside to withdrawing this initiative. Would you close on a house if you only thought you could pay the mortgage for a year or two? Don't lose credibility with your students, families, and staff. Take a step back. Prepare for the next move and execute it when all the plans and financial supports are in place. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean. Okay, next up is staff reports. Elaine?
Yes, I'd like to start with a couple of FOIAs that were received. The first request was received on April 10th from Gabriella Loricella of Smart Procure. She requested purchase orders dated January 4th, 2017 to current. The information to be provided includes purchase order numbers, purchase date, line item details, line item quantity, line item price, vendor ID number, name, address, contact person, and the beginning of our fiscal year. We responded on April 13th and sent her two documents from Skyward, the requisition PO listing, and the vendor report. These documents included the information she requested. We also informed her that the beginning of our fiscal year is July 1. The second FOIA requested was received on April 14th from Jessica Corral of Republic Services. She requested current solid waste and recycling contract, the most recent solid waste and recycling bid results, and any current solid waste and recycling invoices. We responded on April 20th and informed her that we collaborate on the bid for waste disposal and recycling with District 214. We sent her a document showing that our portion was $13,760.04. We also stated that the bid information included the amount from her company, Republic Services. In addition, we sent her a copy of the purchase order. Those are the FOIAs to report tonight. The second item under superintendent's report in your board packet was a draft of the revised strategic plan. We revise it annually. It will go before the board for your approval on May 18th. Taking a look, just highlight some of the changes that will be reflected on the document. Some additional assessment for our kindergartners has been added to key success factor number one. Key success factor number two brings all of our curricular review cycle changes into play, and we will be starting K-8 fine arts and phase one for K-8 writing language arts. Under key success factor number three, for a safe, caring, supportive learning environment, we've identified that we will complete our priority A's of the 10-year life safety review this summer. We'll categorize the priority B's in conjunction with the master facility plan. We've also identified that we will be constructing the mobile classrooms at Westbrook, have them ready for student staff occupancy by the start of the school year, and continue to monitor enrollment trends to determine if any additional mobile classrooms would be required for the following school year. And we will be analyzing the results of lead water testing and implementing recommendations as they are deemed necessary. You can see key success factor number four, climate and communications. We'll monitor the changes to the student registration window, implement any changes necessary, and provide the community updates on fiscal responsibility and completion of construction projects and or facility improvements. Adam wanted to add this one as a point of trying to help keep the community informed as we move forward toward referendum. Under highly qualified staff, we will implement the next MPA contractual bargaining agreement and provide professional development sessions in the areas of science, social studies, assessment, student learning, and core curriculum, along with some other items that are already in play. And under healthy financial position, we have removed those items that dealt with the Elk Grove Township treasurer position. We've removed the items on the bond issuance, and we modified the item on the comprehensive study for the district's financial solvency regarding referendum, and we'll be referring to that document as we look, as the board looks toward when to go to referendum. Are there any questions, or does the board have any items that they want, that didn't see on here, that they'd like to see on here? If not, The last item under superintendent's report, as Dennis mentioned, you received a copy of the NSSEO's proposed budget for the 2017-18 school year. Dennis, is there anything you'd like to highlight in the budget?
As I do every year, I'm not going to opine about the benefit to the district because that's administration sees the interaction. On a general level, I believe that NSSEO does a very good job with students with disabilities and emotional needs. As you can see, if you look at the budget, there's different sections. I think the first section and the last section are the ones that I would concentrate on. First section talks about the revenue and expenditures, and generally the budget's going up about 0.7%. If you add in the IDEA funds, the pass-through funds, I think it's going up a little more, but my understanding is those funds are directly from the federal government that go to the district. On a school basis, currently I believe we have three students at Timber Ridge and one at Kirk, and it's projected next year that we're going to have two at Timber Ridge and one at Kirk, and the expenditures to the district will then be going down by approximately a little more than $80,000. So currently, I think for this school year, the total was $317,135, projected to be $236,172, so that's a reduction of $80,963.
The budget will come, NSSEO's budget will come to the board on May 18th for you to take action to direct Dennis how to vote at the NSSEO meeting, which will happen in June. And that completes the my staff report.
Great, thank you, Elaine. I just had one question. Besides the four current students that are at those schools, what other services, just for information, does NSSEO provide to the school district?
Probably the largest impact is professional development. We turn to them for assistance and direct service on our institute days. So that one comes immediately to mind. Susan, can you think of other?
They have expertise in specific areas, and so if we need extra help with assistive technology, we would, something that we would have some questions about, we would go to them for some of their experience. Sometimes they'll come and they have people that have expertise with behavior management, if we're looking at developing some behavior programs for kids. So it's those kinds of services that add value to what we would already do.
Okay. Another service they provided us this year, when we were unable to fill our two psychologist positions, they gave us additional time to help fill that gap.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Any other questions? Okay, we'll move to the consent agenda. The accounts payable section, and Jolene, I believe you reviewed that with Adam.
I reviewed the bills. Everything was in order.
Perfect. Okay, so we have consent agenda items 1 through 5. Do any of these need to be pulled? Okay. Can I get a motion then to approve items 1 through 5?
I move to approve consent agenda item number 1, the minutes of the following Board of Education meeting, March 16th, 2017, open and closed session, regular business meeting, April 6th, 2017, open and closed session. Number 2, personnel transactions, approve the employment of one administrative individual, approve the employment for 6 certified individuals, approve leave of absence for 2 certified employees, accept retirement of 1 certified employee, approve employment of 2 ESP individuals, accept the retirement of 1 ESP employee, accept resignation of 2 ESP individuals. Number 3, financial reports from March 2017. Number 4, accounts payable bills. And number 5, adopt resolution proclaiming Staff Appreciation Week, May 1st through 5th, 2017.
Second.
Mr. Compasto?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Kwalchuk?
Yes.
Mr. Loon?
Yes.
Mrs. Nadel?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Okay, so we have no unfinished business. Community comments. This is the second time. If there's any comments that would like to be stated, please go ahead, walk over to the mic. Okay, with that.
Good.
Okay, thank you. With that, we'll move to new business. So we had the policies. There was a list of policies that was attached in the packet. It was our first read. Is there any questions, edits, any comments on anything that when you guys read through the policies that need to be addressed before they come to us for approval?
Most of these policies in this packet were a result of the regular 5-year review cycle, so there really weren't any types of changes to them, just reviewed.
Okay. Looks like we're good on that then. Okay, so we do not have a need for board discussion, but we do have a need for closed session. So, let me say this. We will go into closed session for the purpose of discussing collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees, and the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body. Board action will not take place following closed session. Can I have a motion to move into closed session?
Motion to convene into closed session.
Yes.
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 Yes. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.